Several budgets reached final passage at last night's city council meeting in Nome, ending months of hard conversations on cuts and rate hikes to fund the city and the schools. The budget packages raise city revenues through an increase to property tax rates and a slight bump in the sales tax on utilities, and also get a few $100,000 in savings from department reductions. Those adjustments were made in large part to fund Nome Public Schools. The council ultimately voted to give the schools about $800,000 on top of what they're required to give by the state statute, though it was still well below the funding cap and less than the schools had asked for. Though he voted for the measure, which finances the schools at just over $2 million, Councilmember Stan Anderson says next year he wants more data on the district's performance.
Instead of using their budget that they give us, why don't we use their audit from the year before? I got the audit from the year before. It labels all, every dime, where it goes. If we're going to give them that much money, we ought to find out more how the kids are doing.
The cost to run the city of Nome is a little under $11 million. That's the money the city raises through taxes and permits and spends on everything it takes to run the city, from salaries to paperclips. But if you live or work in Nome, then you're also likely benefiting from funds coming through outside entities, state and federal governments, as well as grants and awards from foundations. That money is set off in separate funds for projects like the Port's Middle Dock or social programs like the Bering Sea Women's Group. There was one such funding item that cast a long shadow over budget discussions last night.
As for the Foster building, like Stan brought up, I think we have some serious issues. We do have some serious cans to kick.
Matt Cully was one of, but not the only, council member to draw attention to a $3 million budget shortfall facing the Richard Foster building as it heads to the design phase. The building would house Nome's new museum, library, and Coeryx Beringia Museum. The project involves city funds along with outside funding raised through Coeryx and state budget items, which has not made financing easy. The council is set to pick up discussions on that matter at their next meeting.